You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
You got your Broncos shirt on. The Broncos are getting ready to play another preseason game. The start of the NFL season is like 3 weeks away. So thinking about snow is, I guess, just the next step.
We were talking about it yesterday because, you know, schedules are insane right now with the kids going back to school, and it's hard to juggle dinners and stuff. And Nick last night, she's like, I'm kind of ready for crock pot weather. I'm ready for firing that thing up and, you know, having the house smell good and having easy dinners. I'm like, hey, you don't have to tell me. You don't have to twist my arm.
Yeah,
it's funny that nobody uses that in the summer, you know, the crock pot. Yeah.
I don't know. We use our Instapot all the time. Isn't that basically the same thing?
Kinda, yeah.
We still use the Instapot like at least 3 times a week.
Yeah, no, the crock pot's in the basement with an inch
last
of dust
night
on
even.
It.
Really? Yeah. And I'm so with you guys on the, like, I was just in my closet. It was yesterday, in fact, just grabbing a t-shirt. And I looked over on the shelf that I have where all my hoodies are stacked up.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just, and in my mind, I guess I'm thinking,
soon.
It won't be long. don't worry. I'll be back soon.
Run your hand across them and you're like, shh, soon.
Soon.
Well, speaking of this time of year and everything, you know, the kiddos are back to school. I think DPS goes back next week, but Jeffco kids are in full swing of it. Yesterday was the first full day for Reed Areno at middle school, where the 7th and 8th graders were there as well. So it's 6th, 7th, and 8th in his middle school.
Yeah.
And he came home. He's talking about how great his day was. Everything's going smoothly. He's getting into his locker okay. And then he goes, oh, my God. He's like, there's one kid there with a full mustache.
Yep, there we go.
And both Nick Nag and I just started cracking up laughing. It's like, yep, there's always that one kid in middle school that has the mustache. Or in my case, I remember his name. Ryan Fechter was his name. And he showed up and he had a full beard. He had a beard and a mustache.
Yeah, for me it was Randy Goggins.
Yeah, isn't it funny that you just remember those kids in the first
Randy
experience?
Goggins had the full beard by at least 8th or 9th grade.
Isn't that funny? I was like, yeah, you're going to start experiencing that now, bud. You're seeing a lot of voice changing and people growing a lot taller than you. And, yep, kids with mustaches.
Yeah. It's funny. It's going to be funny when he starts noticing his first hairs.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You know? I remember looking at my armpits every day, you know, knowing that my buddies had armpit hair. And every time I'd get in the shower, you know, I'd stand in front of the mirror and be inspecting my armpits to see if the hair was coming in yet. And
I have a memory of the first hair on my chest. It's just one mutant hair coming out. You know, kind of long,
dink!
Too. At least like an inch and a half long or whatever. It's just one. Wouldn't it be funny if it stayed that way and it was just one?
Just kept growing and growing. And
what else is going on?
Well, real quick, along those same lines, with that kid with the mustache, like if I was the parent of that kid, I feel like I would tell him to trim it and not, it's like almost too young to be sporting the stash, I think.
Trim
like
it
if
or shave
Reed,
it.
If Reed came to me and you had the mustache, I'd be like, you probably should shave that because it looks ridiculous. Don't you think as a parent, you'd be like, get that off your face. Get the caterpillar off your face.
I don't know, because, you know, all parents want their kids to be unique and they want their kids to be advanced and ahead of all the other kids. And in a way, that's really what this is. It's like, my child is maturing faster than
your child. Your child looks like he can walk in and buy a pack of smokes in 7th grade. I don't know.
Well, that's probably next. Next year will be the
probably.
Smokes.
Well, speaking of age stuff, there is this funny little hashtag floating around on X this morning called hashtag signs you're in the 40s, because all the 80s kids are hitting their 40s, right?
And some of you these, are getting closer to 50, actually.
Yeah, I'll be 44 in November.
Look,
I had to
you,
stop
mid-40s.
Yesterday and think, because I was looking at our calendar. My birthday falls on Thanksgiving this year. And I was looking at it, and I was like, am I turning 43 or 44? I'm starting
Are
to
you
the,
getting another turkey cake?
Age. Probably. I would think
cake
so.
Shaped like a turkey?
I would think so. It's on Thanksgiving. Come on now. So some of this stuff is funny. Remember back in the day when the teachers once told you that you wouldn't always have a calculator in your pocket? Suck it. We talked about this just the other day. You wake up injured and you don't know why. Welcome to your 40s.
So true.
Here's another good one. This is why I don't drink a lot anymore. Hangovers have become an all-day affair instead of a quick recovery. And sometimes, dude, I think you know, it goes into like 2 days even. You're like, my God, I got to cut back a little bit.
I'm a weirdo in that I've never been a hangover guy.
Oh, really? Gosh, that's magical.
I don't know what it is about my metabolism. I'm just not a hangover guy, and I sympathize with people. It might just be because I always did the two Advil before I went to bed.
Solid move, yeah.
And I think maybe once I felt a little bad the next morning, but I'm a freak of nature, man. I'm not a hangover person.
That's like the miracle, the two ibuprofen or whatever, and then you chug a Gatorade, and usually you feel pretty darn good the next morning. So that's a solid pro tip, DT. You make a noise when you stand up. Welcome to your 40s.
Yes.
Your social media feed is filled with pictures of your friends with their kids and all of their latest achievements, and you're like, oh, God, what happened?
Go back to that sound one. Remember I told you when I was driving that review car, and it was a little sporty thing, and I always wanted to make sure there was nobody around when I was getting out of it,
right?
Because it was so low to the ground and so compact that I couldn't get out of it without making some funny sound. Kind of a
I sat in that car. That car was like you were sitting on the ground. Right. That car was stupid low, man.
But I made weird noises, so I would look around like, okay, I got to make sure nobody's in the parking lot when I'm getting out of this.
And they were very high pitched. I heard you get out of there once. You're like,
oh, well.
Oh, what else is on the list? Well, you remember getting directions off of MapQuest, for sure. You remember using Ask Jeeves, for sure. This is funny. God, my wife is into watching birds sometimes. You get great enjoyment from watching birds at the bird feeder. There's something about it.
Right.
Tweet.
There are hummingbirds like crazy right in the front of our house now. Mm-hmm. We have a... It's supposed to be like a flower bed, but Gretch is all about native plants, and so she's got all sorts of native plants there, and the hummingbirds go crazy, and they are right there, right up against the window, and it's a show. You can sit there at the dining room table, and there's something funny about watching. You know what's funniest about hummingbirds is when they land.
They're just so chill.
Yeah, they're chill, and you're not used to that, and they're just sitting there, and you're like, wait a minute, aren't you supposed to be doing that hovering thing or whatever? It's like they take a break. How tired must hummingbirds get, really?
There's got to be some studies on like how many calories those little birds go through every day, you know, because they're zip, zip, zip. I'll give you one more because I think we can all relate. When you're just walking around the grocery store and you realize that the music playing was the same music as your junior high homecoming band.